Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mees is a Christian nonfiction book focused on pregnancy conception and delivery from a faith-based perspective. First published by Harrison House, it belongs to the Christian Living and Pregnancy Guidance category, rather than medical or academic childbirth literature. The book argues that believers can approach childbirth through biblical covenant promises instead of fear, expectation of pain, or fatalism. Its central purpose is to encourage readers to apply scripture, prayer, and confession to the entire birth process, from conception through delivery. The work is especially associated with charismatic and word of faith teaching, and it presents childbirth as an area where spiritual belief should directly shape physical experience. For readers interested in Christian interpretations of motherhood, healing, and divine intervention, the book offers a distinctive theological framework that differs sharply from mainstream parenting or prenatal guides. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childbirth reframed as a matter of covenant faith. The book's main argument is that childbirth should be understood through covenant theology rather than through a default expectation of suffering. Jackie Mees presents pregnancy and labor as areas where the promises of God remain active for believers, and she connects this idea to New Testament redemption language, especially the claim that Christ has delivered Christians from the curse. This framing gives the book its core structure. The reader is not simply preparing for a medical event, but is exercising faith in an area that the author treats as spiritually significant. The appeal of this approach for its intended audience is that it transforms childbirth from something to endure into something to believe for. At the same time, the book's premise is highly specific to a charismatic Christian worldview, so its claims depend on accepting a theological reading of scripture rather than a neutral discussion of obstetrics. That makes the book more of a devotional and doctrinal manual than a practical pregnancy handbook. Secondly, scripture interpretation around Eve, pain, and redemption. A major part of the book is its interpretation of biblical passages linked to childbirth, especially the curse in Genesis and related redemption texts. Mees challenges the common reading that Eve's punishment necessarily means unavoidable physical pain in childbirth, and instead argues for a meaning tied more closely to sorrow, grief, or distress. This distinction matters because the whole book depends on showing that painful labor is not an unchangeable spiritual law for Christian women. The text also uses redemption passages to argue that Christ's work reverses the curse and that believers should expect different outcomes under the new covenant. This is one of the book's most controversial features because it uses scripture not only for encouragement, but as direct evidence for a specific childbirth outcome. Supporters may find the argument liberating and coherent within a faith confession framework, while critics tend to view it as a selective reading of biblical language. Either way, this interpretive method is central to understanding the book's structure and message. Thirdly, prayer, confession, and spoken faith as practical birth tools. The book does not stop at theology. It offers practical spiritual exercises meant to be used during conception, pregnancy, and labor. These include confessions, prayers, and spoken declarations designed to strengthen faith and counter fear. In the book's logic, words are not merely expressive but active, because they help shape expectation and align the reader with God's promises. This makes the book function like a manual for spiritual discipline during childbirth rather than a simple testimony collection. The emphasis on confession reflects broader word of faith teaching, where what a believer says is tied to what that believer expects from God. For readers under stress, this can provide structure, focus, and a sense of agency, especially if they want spiritual routines during pregnancy. However, it also creates a strong theological pressure to maintain correct confession, which may feel burdensome to some readers. The practical value of the book lies in its clear, repeatable devotional framework, even for readers who do not accept every doctrinal claim. Fourthly, overcoming fear and infertility through testimony-based encouragement. Another important dimension of the book is its pastoral aim. It seeks to encourage women and couples who have faced infertility, anxiety, or negative expectations about childbirth. The narrative is built around the idea that fear can be displaced by faith, and that testimony from others can help reinforce that shift. This is one reason the book has remained visible in Christian pregnancy circles, because it offers emotional reassurance as well as doctrine. The testimonies are important not because they function as scientific evidence, but because they model the kind of outcome the author wants readers to believe is possible for themselves. The book therefore works both as encouragement and as a spiritual expectation guide. Its audience is likely to include readers looking for hope after disappointment, or those who want an explicitly Christian response to reproductive uncertainty. At the same time, the same testimony-centered structure can be difficult for readers who have experienced infertility or traumatic birth outcomes, since the book strongly links faith with desired results. Lastly, a distinctive and contested place in Christian pregnancy literature. Supernatural childbirth stands out because it combines pregnancy guidance with strong theological claims about healing, authority, and the believer's relationship to suffering. Unlike general Christian parenting books, it is not mainly about preparation, infant care, or family life. Unlike medical childbirth guides, it does not treat labor primarily as a physiological process. Instead, it presents birth as a spiritual battleground, where biblical promises can be activated through faith. That makes the book highly distinctive, but also controversial, since readers and reviewers disagree sharply over whether its interpretation of Scripture is sound or pastorally responsible. The book will be most useful to readers who already accept charismatic or word of faith teaching and want a devotional framework for pregnancy. It is less suitable for readers seeking balanced medical advice or broad Christian consensus. Its enduring significance comes from that tension. It is one of the clearer examples of how theological belief can be applied directly to a deeply personal life event, making it influential within its niche even while remaining disputed outside it. In conclusion, Supernatural Childbirth is best suited for Christian readers who want a strongly faith-centered approach to conception, pregnancy, and labor, especially those already comfortable with charismatic or word-of-faith teaching. It may also interest readers comparing different Christian responses to suffering, healing, and the use of Scripture in daily life. The book's main benefit is not medical instruction, but spiritual reframing it offers prayers, confessions, and a theological argument that childbirth can be approached through covenant promise rather than fear. That makes it useful for readers seeking encouragement, structure, and a distinctly biblical devotional perspective during pregnancy. What sets it apart from similar Christian books is its unusually direct claim that Scripture speaks to the experience of childbirth in a practical and immediate way. Rather than offering general comfort, it makes a specific doctrinal case about pain, fear, and delivery. For readers who want a book that is both devotional and controversial, it is a notable title in Christian pregnancy literature because it is clear, focused, and unmistakably committed to its central thesis. If you would like to support Jackie Mees, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.